Back in the 1990s, this radio program introduced the imaginary Earth Angel bird identification binoculars. With the teeny tiny microchip embedded in the binocular housing, they could compare your bird with plumage of every known species and identify it in 12 seconds flat. 2 decades later, in the real world, we have a real-life app that tells you what a bird is based on your answers to 5 simple questions or based on a photo you may have taken of it. The app, named Merlin, was developed by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and is surprisingly accurate. I tested it a few years ago, and for some photos it did not give the correct identification as the first choice, and it got a few birds entirely wrong. But based on tests I made today, the accuracy has gone up dramatically. You can use your smartphone to photograph a picture you have on your computer or camera screen, or taken straight on the phone. Merlin cautions, for best results, use a photo of the bird unobstructed by vegetation or other birds. Merlin will always suggest a possible ID, but if a person can't see the bird in the photo well enough to tell what it is, it's unlikely that Merlin can either. I just tested Merlin on 2 photos of a brown thrasher on a lawn that a person sent me this morning. She wanted to know what it was, but said these photos were, quote, lousy, and they were taken through a window screen. I knew it was a thrasher, but the photos were not at all crisp, and the color was distorted, much too red. I figured the side view showing the bird's distinctive shape and color pattern would not be too hard for Merlin to work out, and sure enough, brown thrasher was the first choice it gave. I thought the other photo, showing just the bird's back and flanks but little of its face and none of its breast, would be trickier for Merlin, but brown thrasher was the first choice for that one as well. I tested it on a front view of a house wren, leaving out all the distinctive features of the wings and tail, and it gave that as the first choice, and also got a fluffed-out, newly-fledged red-breasted nuthatch right, even though this, too, was a head-on shot, not showing the species' distinctive shape. I went through dozens of photos from Minnesota, and Merlin got them all correct as the first choice for each, except one, of a helmeted guinea fowl sent to me by someone on Rainy Lake. Apparently, one of his neighbors is raising them as a free-range fowl, and they're walking all over the island where his cabin is. Of course, we could hardly expect any software to properly identify a domesticated African bird in the wilds of Minnesota. If we're uncertain, even with the choices Merlin presents, we can also go through the questions Merlin gives to identify a bird without a photo. Where did you see the bird? When did you see the bird? What size was the bird? It gives 4 options, a tiny songbird, a robin, a crow, and a goose, offering the option of choosing in between sizes as well. What were the main colors? It allows you to select from 1 to 3 choices among 9 colors. And was the bird, the choices are eating at a feeder, swimming or wading, on the ground, in trees or bushes, on a fence or wire, and soaring or flying. Then Merlin creates a list of possible birds with several photos each that your bird could be. Depending on the details, that list could have more than 20 choices or just 1 or 2, but the photos of each help you choose. The most probable is the first choice given. So Merlin is a shockingly cool app. I feel a special connection to it because many of my own photos are in Merlin's database, and Merlin is absolutely free for Android or iPhone. Put Merlin bird identification in your browser search box to find it. But cracking the code for identifying birds by song is far, far more complicated. Tomorrow, I'll talk about a new app that tries to do just that. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.